Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge now in search of a new varsity baseball coach. Neil Bacotti stepping away. He's been hired down at Monmouth College. I know it had to be a tough decision to step away from the baseball program at Rockridge. You've had a pretty good three-year run there.
Yeah, really was, Jim. You know, came into Rockridge, wasn't really looking to leave. Kind of got this opportunity that just really couldn't pass up for me and my family. And, you know, kind of real tough decision to make, but you know, ended up having to make it. So.
Well, in the baseball program at Rockridge, in a pretty good place. It was in a pretty good place when you took over, and you're leaving it in a pretty good place. So that's a good sign, presumably, for the next person that comes in.
Yeah, I really think so. I'm really proud of what we've done at Rockridge. Like you said, you know, I think it wasn't a good place when we got there. I think we've kind of helped to continue to build that culture and just to really kind of build some consistency from year in, year out, just with kind of the expectations from the play, you know, what we expect of players and just kind of what the players can expect from the baseball program. And I know that, you know, Mr. Scott Daly, he'll do a great job of filling that role and getting the right guy in there to kind of continue that.
What did you like most about your time there?
The people, for sure. The relationships. I've said this many times. You know, me and my wife, neither one of us from there, both transplants to the Quad City area, and it never felt like that at Rockridge. You know, when I started coaching there, we moved into the district, and we're welcomed immediately. Have made a lot of great friends there that will continue to be friends. Have made a lot of relationships with great players that, you know, are still there, and some that have kind of went on to continue to be successful. And you know, I love my time there, and I said to the people, I'm excited for my new opportunity. I'm very excited to leave. I will miss everybody dearly at Rockridge, but I will forever be a Rockridge supporter.
All right, so we know where youth baseball is at right now. It's really exploded here probably the last 10 years. What is your position, or what do you think the future and the current position is with high school baseball as it relates to this area?
I think it's in a good place, Jim. I think, you know, at least at Rockridge, and I think some of the surrounding schools are talking to the coaches. Numbers are up. You know, since I got there, we've done some different things to kind of promote some you know, playing in season. But then a lot of the off-season numbers are up, too, with a lot more kids, you know, doing some things in the fall, playing summer baseball, us and other sports kind of being willing to work around and share athletes. And I think that's big. You know, at any school in our area, but especially when you're at a small school, you have to go to share athletes. And I think that's something that we do very well at Rockridge. I think baseball in general in the Quad City area, and maybe especially in the rural Quad City area, is in a really good position right now.
Well, you're seeing a lot of schools to the east of Rockridge, east of Mercer County, that are moving to the junior high IESA baseball. Is that ever going to be a thing at Rockridge? Think there a possibility for that?
I think there's a possibility. I think there's a possibility everywhere. I think, you know, I don't know for sure, and I'm certainly not an expert. Obviously, I will be the first to admit I'm biased. I think it would be great if you're a high school baseball coach to have a junior high program. I came from a school that had a junior high program. I know how much it helped us. So I really think that, you know, that's something that you'll see a lot of schools doing, especially with, you know, just kind of football numbers being where they are, and there kind of being some new research and kind of some new restrictions on you know, how you can hit in football at a youth age. I think that kind of maybe will push the envelope more with junior high baseball to kind of fill that.
I know you brought up the point of sharing athletes and how important that is. I know going forward, not only with baseball but all sports, you know, people have to figure out that equation. But I would say probably really in the last 10 years, maybe 15 years, in this specific area, the off-season stuff has really taken off in terms of baseball, high school baseball specifically. You know, a lot of other sports always use the off-season too. The delicate balance, the delicate question comes into play. How do you deal with the off-season stuff without impeding on other programs? And yeah. You, as baseball coach, can be asked that, but then, you know, the football coach or basketball coach also has to be asked that during their off-season stuff, too. What about that issue? Is there an answer for that?
You know, I think that's just with kind of the way it was at Rutgers, and it's kind of the way I think it is everywhere. I think you just have to be able to communicate. I think what I always said from day one, I just wanted to be able to give kids the opportunity to get better in the off season. And I, you know, you can't do off season stuff has to be optional. I think that's the way it's run most places. I know that's the way we ran it because you have kids that are involved, and really you want kids that are involved. You want kids that, you know, are passionate about their school and passionate about other things, and you know, you want multi-sport kids. So I think at a small school, or really at any school, you have to be willing, obviously, to put the time in to have an off-season program, and I think you're seeing more and more coaches do that. Obviously, if you want to be better, that helps, but I think you have to be willing, too, to, you know, work with kids a little bit and say, hey, if you've got this, you know, this day, then we can try to schedule around it, and that's what we've done. Or, you know, sometimes you can't schedule around enough stuff, and sometimes, you know, kids just have to miss, and you know, you just have to be okay with that.
Well, and I guess the other issue when you talk about baseball as it relates to other sports, you know, in terms of trying to define the off season. Well, we know the off season for baseball is basically, well, it's during the school year, you know, because summer baseball is played, whether you're a Legion or whatever type of league you play, where a lot of, you know, the other sports, the off season is the summer when school isn't in session. Mm-hmm. And they can tell the baseball coach, well, yeah, you need to utilize summer for your basic off season too. If you hear what I'm saying. And I guess what I get at is the debate, it seems like, under the surface is, I'm not making this baseball against football, but it seems like that's where kind of maybe the scheduling issue or the off season stuff may be coming into play a little bit. And that, I'm talking from a baseball stance where, you have some kids that want to play fall baseball. They want to do things in the fall. And then some people may say, well, that's kind of impeding on the football season, long story short.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I may have a different outlook, Jim. I guess this is what I've always told our kids too. You know, when we have a game, like if I'm an in-season coach, you know, when we have a game and we have practice, during that, like, that time is mine. Like, that time is ours, and, like, that's the time you're responsible for. If it's 7 o'clock on a Tuesday and we're not practicing and you want to go, you know, to a, you know, football-specific coach or to a basketball-specific coach or whatever else, that's your time. I mean, I don't think an in-season coach should have anything to say about what a student actually does with their own time. And that's kind of the way I approach it. I know we had a lot of kids, you know, that did that. And I think it's important that you let kids do that. You know, I don't think you really want to restrict kids, especially if a kid's trying to get better. I think that's, as a coach, that's all you want. So I just never wanted to be in a position where I was telling a kid, hey, no, you can't do this. No, you can't go get better. No matter what, you know, no matter what field it was in. So.
And, your role with Milan Legion, they had a great summer and were able to advance to the state tournament. Do you have the opportunity to at least continue with that, or do you want to continue with that?
I will do that. And that was kind of what really hard, obviously, to leave Rutgers, really hard to give up coaching baseball in the spring. And that was kind of one of the things that maybe swayed me a little. I kind of always knew I had to make a decision at Monmouth. And don't get me wrong, I'm really excited about this opportunity. But, you know, it's like anything new, you get sad about what you're leaving behind. But I will be able to, I think right now, as far as my schedule goes, I will be able to continue kind of my current role with my own Legion. So, you know, I'll be able to stay active coaching baseball.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned Rutgers in a good spot baseball-wise, in the area in a good spot baseball-wise. As we wrap up here, and I've probably asked you this before, I mean, if you look at anything, and I'm talking at the IHSA level, talking about high school sports, the beat I cover. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to see with the sport, or something that mm-hmm. would improve it? Anything stand out for you as you see?
The one big thing I think, Jim, I really think the IHSA does more right than wrong. I think the big thing I'd like to see I'm fine with the March 1st start date for practice. I think you shouldn't be able to start games till April 1st, and we should push the postseason maybe back 2 weeks. You know, I just think for one, and weather is a factor. Obviously, in those early March games, how many of those do you play? Not a lot, because the weather's usually terrible. But, you know, sometimes the weather's terrible in April, too. The biggest thing for me is if when you start beginning of March and you're playing a third week of March, that is not enough time to get pitchers' arms ready. You know, in this kind of modern-day thing where we've seen all these arm injuries from, you know, even young kids, when you're saying, hey, you've got to get pitchers ready to throw in 2 weeks, I mean, that's four bullpen days. You know, that's crazy to say, hey, you're going to throw four bullpens, and then we're going to throw you out in a game and throw you seven innings. So, I mean, most programs, we don't do that anyways. You're not starting the year saying, hey, you're going to throw 105 pitches. You'll kind of work up to a pitch count. But I think if you started a month early, or even if they didn't want to do that, maybe let pitchers and catchers start 2 weeks early. Just something to where, you know, you could do some different things, have a program to build up arm strength and have the time to do it within the IHSA guidelines.
Yeah, and I think that sounds very reasonable, that you want the, you know, the priority of the IHSA now is player safety.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair arrangement where you're not going to shorten the time for, especially with the pitch count rules that are in play now, you don't want to shorten at least that aspect of the pitcher's arms getting ready. But in terms of, you know, I think making the game more conducive for the fan and for the kids to play in, I mean, I think you want to play the game in better conditions, and you can always argue about when it's going to rain or when it's not going to rain. For me, it's about temperature. I mean,
it's not going to be 36 degrees in April usually.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And talking about growing the game, you know, that's the debate I have with, you know, we talk about other sports. For me, the issue for the fan, I know I harp on this a lot with football, is how football is going to be saved in this area, in my opinion, in terms of numbers and interest, is all these schools that are located next to one another, they got to play together. They got to play against one another.
Yep.
That's how you grow the game and get the interest. And then I think weather is a big issue for the spring sports, or making it more conducive, making some of the start times conducive as well. Because I was always told, and I know we're getting off the beaten path here, with junior high sports, they would always tell me, because I would say with junior high sports, why can't we start those games earlier, like 4:30? Oh, people can't get there. Okay.
Start all your high school games.
So why are you starting high school baseball and softball games at 4:30 when nobody can get there? But I digress.
I agree. And I think early in the year, and this is kind of another argument to push the season back a couple weeks, early in the year, you want to start early because of sunlight issues, you know, especially if you're in a field like Rockridge, doesn't have lights. But later in the year, there's no reason you need to start at 4:30. I think you could start games at 5 or 5:30, you know, and most seven-inning games, you're going to be fine. And like you said, then, like, I mean, you can get people there. When people work all day, it's really hard to get all the way out to a place, especially if you don't work right there, at 4:30. So I'm 100% with you there. That's a change I'd like to see, too.
All right. Well, hey, I've appreciated your help over the 3 years. You've done a fine job at Rock Ridge, and I know you got a good thing going down at Monmouth College with your new position there, and good to see that you hope to stay with the Milan Legion program. Thanks for the help over the last three seasons, and congratulations on a good run.
Yeah, hey, thank you very much, Jim, and thank you for all the coverage and all the support you've given me and you've given Rock Ridge, you know, during my time there, and, you know, we really appreciate it.
All right, Neil McConney. Look for him down at Monmouth College, new position down there. I'm Jim Taylor. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.